from Michele on the Greek-Turkish border, the fence. Apparently, according to the press and to statements made by Greek officials, it's not about building a 200 kilometers wall, it's just 12.5 kilometers. And the location is the famous Orestiada at the river called by the Greeks Evros, by the Bulgarians Maritsa, and by the Turks Meriç. So it's not a big installation. My question is, does this entail some kind of change of the position of the Commission? Would the Commission support such an installation of 12.5 kilometers on a specific point?
Well, as I said, answering the question of your colleague on Monday, we are not commenting on any intention, declaration or statements by the Greek authorities, for a simple reason, because it is up to national authorities to decide how to better protect their borders and to better surveil their borders. That's exactly what I said on Monday, and this is exactly the position of the Commission today. What I added is that, of course, we are side by side with Greek authorities in order to help them coping with these unprecedented inflows of immigrants they're experiencing, and we're helping them both in financial terms and sending teams of experts and also the rabbit teams that have been deployed. At the same time, we are waiting for concrete reforms, long-term reforms, to be put in place in order to guarantee a better management of the borders and especially a better asylum system in the country. This is what I said on Monday. This is in a nutshell exactly what I said on Monday, and this remains exactly the same. Answering your specific question, it is for the Greek authorities to decide what are the better measures to take in order to guarantee the surveillance of the borders. We always called for structural measures that can guarantee this sound management in the long term. So this is what I said, and this is what I can repeat today.
Question suivi, follow-up question.
The Greek authorities said that they would build a fence which is similar to the one in Ceuta, the Spanish enclave in Morocco. Do you have any position on that? By the way, I'm not sure if Ceuta is European Union territory. It's Spanish territory, but...
No, once again, I think the principle is very clear. Member states decide about the surveillance and monitoring of their borders, so they take the measures that they consider to be appropriate. Once again, it is important when these borders are also European borders at the same time, it is very important that European legislation and international obligations are respected. And I especially point to the respect of principle of non-refoulement. This concerns people in need of international protection and human rights of migrants. These are the general rules that apply to all member states and are, of course, very clear, and the Commission is definitely playing its role in helping member states to take all the necessary measures, but standing side by side and helping them when they have when they need help, like the interventions of Frontex and the deployment of Rabbit in Greece show.
Sur cette question, toujours Christian.
This question, Christian.
Michele, tu as soulevé le problème. Là, on parle non pas de la frontière entre la Grèce et la Turquie.
I'm talking about the border between Greece and Turkey, even though this is
a frontière extérieure de l'Union européenne.
EU border.
Donc là, on est vraiment. Est-ce que l'Union européenne accepte qu'on commence à construire des murs, des grillages, et pourquoi pas finalement des grillages entre la Bulgarie et ses voisins qui ne sont pas membres de l'Union européenne, entre la Roumanie, et toutes les frontières extérieures de l'Union européenne? C'est vraiment ça le problème. Est-ce que l'Union européenne peut accepter ce système? Tu as dit, ce n'est pas une solution à long terme.
It's not a long-term solution.
Mais manifestement, on a un État membre aujourd'hui qui est incapable de surveiller 12,5 km de frontières extérieures. Et c'est ça qui est en jeu. On est en train de refuser à la Bulgarie et à la Roumanie d'accéder à Schengen parce qu'ils ont des problèmes de corruption et des problèmes de frontières. Et on a la Grèce qui a un problème de frontières. C'est ça que je voudrais comprendre.
J'ai du mal à répondre parce que je ne vois pas exactement la question. Je vais essayer de répéter ce que j'ai dit.
Can I repeat what I said earlier? That's as far as I can go.
La surveillance des frontières, c'est une compétence des États membres.
Is national under comes under national competence. It's important they comply with European rules and international requirements.
Je ne pourrais pas faire des commentaires comme j'ai déjà dit sur des intentions, des déclarations ou des situations qui ne sont pas des mesures concrètes qui ont été prises. Donc,
concerning concrete measures which may or may not have been taken. We're talking about hypothetical scenarios, and I don't really want to comment on that, on conjectures. I will stick to what I've said so far. And I have nothing to add. Maybe I can answer you bilaterally, Christian. Lorenzo, still on the same question?
I think Michele has to go after that. No,
I'm going to put Christian's question in a different way, because Michele said he didn't understand the question.
La commission... considère
Does the Commission consider it acceptable
d'avoir aux frontières extérieures de l'Union européenne
that at the EU's external borders there should be walls or barriers
comme celle que
like that
en train de construire. Est-ce que,
which est-ce we're que currently talking about? Is it acceptable? Is it something?
Je dis pas une question de compétence, mais
it's not really a question of competence, but politically, is it acceptable for the Commission to have borders at its external borders with the with third countries? I'm not going to make comments on measures which are not in place and on political debates. I have said quite clearly on a number of occasions exactly what I wanted to say on Monday, and I have nothing to add to what I've said.